We're in Simin Tov Kuf Samach Vav. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be completing the Simin. Siv Gimel Ein Shatz Omer Aneinu Bracha Befnei Atzma. The only way that a Shliach Tzibur can say Aneinu as a bracha on its own, Ben Goel LaRofe, Elim Kein Yesh Pebeis HaKnesses, Yud Shemes Anin. You have to have 10 people that are fasting in the shul. If you don't, then he only says it in Shomea Tefillah. V'afilu Im Yesh Be'ir Yud Shemes Anin. Even if there are 10 people that are fasting in the city, Kiven Shein Bebeis HaKnesses Yud Shemes Anin, since you don't have 10 in the shul, you do not say Aneinu as a separate bracha. Now that's with regard to Aneinu. What's with Kriyas HaTorah? So if it's Monday and Thursday, since the Kriyas HaTorah, you're chayiv in anyway, the only question is what to lane. It's enough to have 6 people fasting for Mincha or for a fast day in Shachris where you're laning and it's a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. So there the halacha is that you need 10 people that are fasting in order to have a Kriyas HaTorah. Some hold that on the Arba Tzomis, for Churban Beis HaMikdash, you don't need more than 7, since that was already a takana for the whole Tzibur itself. Now, in a case where you have 10 people in shul that are fasting, but one of those 10 knows that he's not going to be able to conclude the fast, he's going to end up breaking his fast early, the halacha is that you cannot say Aneinu Ben Goel LaRofe, you can only say it in Shomea Tefillah. Siv Dalet. No, again, laharbes slichis bebirkas slach lanu. The minig is to say lots of slichis during the bracha of slach lanu in Chazaras Hashatz. V'yesh ein ogin lomer slichas ad achar sim shmon esher brachas. There are those that only say it at the end of all of Chazaras Hashatz. V'chein in higu akadmonim beretz Yisrael v'u minig anochen. The kadmonim made this the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, and it's the right thing, and that's the way the achronim paskin lemaisa. You should not take a chazan who himself is not fasting. Now what happens if someone gets up to daven and he realizes he's not fasting? So when he gets to Aneinu, he should not say B'yom Tzom Taniseinu, he should say B'yom Tzom Atainis, and he should not say it as a bracha ben Goel LaRofe. He should only say it in Shomea Tefillah. Mishnah Berurah says, what if he's the only one in shul that knows how to be a shliach tzibur? So he can go up lechatchila, but once again, he'll only say Aneinu and Shomea Tefillah, and will say B'yom Tzom HaTaynis. Sivav. Yesh Misha Omer Shein Omid Likros Pator B'Taynis Tzibur Misha Lohisane. That you cannot give an aliyah in shul to anyone that's not fasting on a Taynis. V'makoin Einem Isane, if the Kohen is not fasting, so we have a problem. Because then you'll have to call up a Yisrael in his place, and that shows a pagam to the Kohen. Why aren't you calling up? People will think maybe he's not really a Kohen. Yetze HaKohen Mibeis HaKnesses. The halacha is the Kohen is supposed to leave. V'omei Likros Batori Yisrael HaMesaneh. And instead, they'll have a Yisrael in place of the Kohen. Now, the Magen Avraham wants the Taina that on Shachris of Monday and Thursday, even though they're laning Vaychal because it's a fast day, you can give an aliyah to someone who's not fasting. But there are many that are cholik on him. Halacha lemaisa, if they called him, he should go up, but if they didn't call him, he shouldn't. Now also, you cannot give an aliyah to someone that doesn't expect to finish the tainus. So for example, older people or people that are not well, where they're not sure if they're going to be able to last through the whole tainus, they should really not be given aliyahs on a tainus. Now, what happens if the Kohen refuses to leave? They're not supposed to call him up. Why? So what do you do? You call up somebody else. What's with the pagam of the Kohen? The Teretz is people know that there are some people who don't fast. Now, in a tainus that everybody's fasting, I mean, it's not just one that a tainus that the tzibur was gozer, but one of the tanaisim that all of Klal Yisrael fasts, some taina that you should not call anybody else. You have to insist on his leaving, because people won't realize that he's not fasting. Obviously, if there's more than one kohen, so a kohen who's not fasting should tell the gabbai to be mechabed the other kohen with the first aliyah. Now, Lamaisa, what do we do if the Kohen didn't leave and they called him up? What do you do? There's a machlokas achronim if he should go up. And the Mishnah Berurah says if it's a Shas Hadchak, it's embarrassing. They called him for him to announce, no, I can't go up because I'm not fasting. So b'Shas Hadchak, he can rely on the Mekilim that he can get an Aliyah. Siv Zayin. B'tayne Sibur Yamdu Shnai Meitzel Shatz Mizeechod Mizeechod Shiyom Imo Aslichis, that they're supposed to stand on either side of him. We learned this out from Moshe Rabbeinu in the Melchamis HaMolek. There should be someone standing on either side of him at the time of Slichas. Lamaisa, we're not knowing this way. Sivches, kol tainis tzibur yesh bo nesiyas kapayim b'mincha chutz mi b'yom ha-kippurim. On all fast days in mincha, we say nesiyas kapayim. Now, Lamaisa, the Indian is like this. The Indian is that Chazal were mevatel nesiyas kapayim from tefillas mincha, since unlike shachris where people don't eat before davening, in mincha it's after you've eaten, so there's a chash of shichrus. There's a chash that a kohen will go up after he drank wine. So they were mevatel from mincha altogether. Now on Yom Kippur, for tefillas ni'ila, since one is fasting anyway, Chazal were not gozer, and therefore on Yom Kippur, mincha, there's no nesiyas kapayim because of lo plug, since mincha the takana was not to. But ni'ila, the halachi is that one does duchin because there's no lo plug there. We know ni'ila is only on a fast day, only on Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur everyone's fasting. On other tanesim, the minag was, even though we don't daven ni'ila, but the minag was to daven mincha very late, that it should be in place of ni'ila. So there's no lo plug anymore. Chazal gave mincha and a tainis tzibur, except for Yom Kippur. They gave it the din of ni'ila. There's no lo plug, and therefore there is nesiyas kapayim. By the way, the halachi is, we did learn this, the halachi is im ola lo yered. If someone went up on Yom Kippur at mincha, a kohen went up to duchin, then the halachi is that he will duchin. We don't make him go down. Says the Ramah, ubeglilos ha'elu einogim nesiyas kapayim rak musaf shel yontov for nesbar bilgos nesiyas kapayim. The minig Ashkenaz in Chutz La'aretz is not to duchen other than on Yontif, so this halacha wouldn't apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it would apply. There's a big nafkam in it whether or not to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, that you say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu only in Shachris and not in Mincha, whereas on a Tainis we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Barchenu at Mincha. And in Eretz Yisrael, where there's actual duchening, so they actually duchen at Mincha, on a Tainis. There are many poskim who say that that's only if they're davening late, but if they're davening mincha gedola, the poskim say that the kohenim should not go up to duchen. They're better off leaving the shul altogether.